Welcome back to Business Resolutions with your host, Jorge Gonzalez.
I'm back with my guest, Manuel Cidre, the owner, founder, chairman of the Cidrines, Panaderia Cidrines. And we're describing how you decide after Upjohn, they didn't give you the promotion, you just walked away. Mm-hmm. And what happens?
Well, I remember I received a call that same day from Miguel Lopez Ayobio from USB Company and said, I have an offer for you. I said, which one? As a medical representative for my company. And we are the best in town. You know.
Were they with Revlon at that moment?
Yeah.
They were part of Revlon. Yeah.
Good. So good, I said, let me think about that, Miguel. Let me think about that on the weekend. And I remember, I think, not on the weekend. I think the same Friday, I think about that. And I said, no way. No way back.
To be an employee
distribution. So I used to be a waiter since I was a boy with my father in Arecibo. And I remember I go to one of the very good restaurants in San Juan, the Costa Brava restaurant, and I start as a maitre d' as a maitre d', as a waiter in Costa Brava. And the first month I received $2,000 in tips in 1975, so you can imagine. So I said, Jesus Christ, this is the place I want. Uh-huh. Because that was not my first choice, but revenues are good, people are good, relations are very good, and food is good as well. So I stayed there for 6 months, and my father have a small restaurant in Arecibo. He gets sick,
when you decide to take this bottom job, uh-huh, in this restaurant, Costa, okay, Brava. I remember Costa Brava.
Yeah,
it was one of the best restaurants.
The best.
And people still have some of the best. Uh-huh. Antonio, the people that went through Costa Brava.
Yeah, yeah.
When you already were looking towards the food industry as your...
No, you're not.
What takes you to taking this kind of a job in a restaurant
I think it was a thing that I know how to make,
okay,
and decide to...
Kind of weather things for the moment.
Yes, to pass some time there,
okay,
and see what happened.
Okay.
But at the end of the road, my father called me. I'm sick. You have to help me. Come. So I moved to Arecibo to a small restaurant. I stayed there for 2 years since my father recovered from his sickness. And then when he come back, I increased the sales from $18,000 to $50,000. And he said, Jesus Christ, this business is good for you and I.
Mm-hmm.
No way.
Only good for one of us.
Stayed in this place, and I'm going to open a bakery.
Okay, so you left the business where it was with him, and you moved on to Southern.
So I called my brother. My brother worked for Prinair in Carolina.
Yeah.
Said, "Hey Willie, come with me. Let's go."
Jaime Carrión.
Yeah, Jaime Carrión and Guillermo Toledo.
You're bringing out clients.
Yeah, I know. You remember Guillermo?
Yeah, Guillermo.
He opened a hotel in Utuado, a very nice hotel.
Mm-hmm.
I was there with my wife.
So you brought your brother into the new business.
So I invite my brothers and they said, let's going to open this bakery. The opening is very similar to La Ceiba. I remember I call, which I consider my father in this business, Manuel Seide, the owner of La Ceiba, Casalta, España, and Antigua Bilbao once. And said, Manolo, I'm trying to open this bakery. You can help me? Said, no, don't worry. You can work. Work a lot. This is very simple. You have to work.
Work a lot.
You have to work a lot.
So those old Spanish people that I hear, they just work. You don't work.
It's of the essence.
Yeah.
Period.
Yeah.
So I remember, George, I got to see my father and said, hey, father, I have this place in Arecibo, 2,500 square feet. They rented with a sales option for 3 years, and I will need some money from you. And I remember my father said, no problem. How much you need? I don't know, maybe $50,000. Because I said, my father have to be a rich person because my father worked a lot and he's never spent any money.
Mm-hmm, right.
So two days later, my father came to my house with a check. A 16-page letter and how you call it, a pagaré?
A promissory note.
So
my listeners know what a pagaré is.
Okay. So first of that, maybe Maybe, I don't know. But I remember the first thing I see was the check. The check was not $50,000, the check was $35,000. And the second one was the promissory note, which is okay, $35,000, or it was 6% or something like that, more or less. But what is incredible, what was incredible was the letter. What's the letter that, I remember the last phrase of the letter that said, if you lose your business because you don't make the right thing, you take with you your name, you take with you the money of your family, the money of your brothers, and the money of your mother, because $35,000 is the only money I have.
That's all I have. Boy, he put pressure on you.
All right, so I take it. I start working in the bakery. I opened Los Sidrines in December 2, 1978. Was the first one in Arecibo. And
you worked like hell.
Like hell. You know what?
Last week I quoted Winston Churchill. He said, when you're going through hell, keep walking.
It's incredible. I used to wake up every day for 6 years in a row without any vacation at 4:30 in the morning and go to bed every single day at 12 o'clock in the night.
That's the toughest business I think that
exists. Every single day.
Yeah, yeah.
It's incredible. It's incredible. So, but we make it.
Yeah.
We make it. And in 1982, we opened our second bakery.
And you enjoy? Were you enjoying?
Yes, a lot. Yeah.
Because I had a guy who worked with. I won't say the pharmaceuticals, but he worked with a very top pharmaceutical. He retired, and he all of a sudden bought a bakery, and he almost died.
Oh no!
Because he had to get up. He had to get up at four in the morning. And as you say, he was doing the numbers at 11 or 12 at night. And the worst days, the hardest days, are Christmas, Thanksgiving, are the worst days. You know, it's incredible.
Listen, I have a friend of mine. He's a lawyer. That said me once, I'm sick and tired of lawyers.
I
want to quit.
I
want to open a bakery. So you're crazy, Harold? Yeah. Say, no, I want to open a bakery. And you have to help me on that. Say, Harold, please. I don't, this is not for white people, please, you know. So at the end of the road, he said, if you don't help me, I'm going to find help in other places. Okay, I will help you. That's what, 25, 30 years ago. So he opened his first bakery. One. In Pajuil, in Adillo. So every day he came to my bakery, he showed me his pocket and said, look at that, now I have cash.
Yeah.
Now I have cash. Working as a lawyer, no cash in my pocket, waiting for the checks of the Fondo de Seguro and the Social Security, I'm sick and tired of that. In 3 years, I quit my office and I moved to the bakery.
Right.
3 months later, he entered to my bakery and said, do you have money in your pocket? I said, no, because no matter how much money you have in your pocket, take the bakery, the equipment, the people, everything. I'm sick and tired of that thing. I lose everything in that bakery.
That's tough. Because it's
very, very difficult.
Yeah,
but obviously, if you visit my store here in San Francisco, which when we have the La Bodeguita in Los Sidrines, you can meet my son, Juan Mateo.
Right.
And Mateo worked every day, 18 hours every day. And he's always smiling, always. You know what? Because he loves, he likes it.
The smell
so
of the bread.
Smell,
the,
he likes it. Yeah. He enjoys so much that business that I said, that's the only thing we need. So my case was very similar. And in 1982, I opened my second stores, 1984, my third, 1940, 85, my fifth. And in 1986, I opened a small industrial place in Arecibo to produce quesitos.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a break. We'll move this transition. You move this transition because it's a big step from going from one place to then having multiple places.
Good.
So I'm with Manuel Sidri.
Cidre.
People must call you Cidre. But we're Cidre. We'll be right back.